this
is. All right, let's welcome Jason Aldean to Mark and Veronica, 99.5 QYK. What's going on, Jason?
What's going on?
Doing good, brother. How you feel?
I'm good.
We got an album coming out, Rearview Town. It's out. Pick up an ACM. Like, for a lot of people, that's a career, and for you, it's just been several days.
I mean, not just an ACM. Entertainer of the Year again.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. The album coming out, going back to Vegas for the ACMs, obviously for us, was a little different this year. But to end everything on a high note like we did was pretty amazing. So
yeah, given the context of the situation, and obviously everybody watching that, not just there, but on TV across the world, you know, I think everybody was taking an extra hard look at you because obviously the focal point of what happened. Was that just a different kind of a feel than you've ever had before?
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, and it was like that for the whole weekend, you know. It was like as soon as we got to Vegas, it was, you know, it was something that I knew. I mean, I knew going in that it was going to be a different kind of vibe this year for us. Usually it's a, you know, it's a big party and everybody's out there and, you know, they're throwing down and having fun. And it was just different for us this time, you know, just knowing that people were going to be asking me a lot of questions about it. I was going to be having to talk about it a lot. And it, you know, to me, man, it's just something that I don't really like to talk about a whole lot anyway. But I knew that it was inevitable that we were going to have to. And, you know, and then winning the Entertainer Award, that was something that was kind of the wild card. We, you know, you don't really know if you're going to win that or not. But, you know, once we won that, you know, I'm standing on stage and obviously, you know, it gave me a chance to sort of address it. You know, and I really didn't know what I was going to say. It just kind of came out that way. But, you know, everybody can kind of move on. And next year we'll get back to sort of, you know, being able to go out and enjoy it again.
Not long ago, we were all living vicariously through you on Instagram and your vacation at the beach. What is vacationing with the little man like?
With him, we actually just took him to the beach, yeah, for the first time. And it's different, you know, he naps a lot during the day. So, right, you know, we had him a little tent, little baby tent out at the beach. And, you know, he'd get tired and we'd try to lay him in there. And he actually loved it. The first day we took him out, you know, it was warm out and kind of had the breeze coming off the water. And he just kind of laid up there. His mom was holding him and he just kind of laid up on her shoulder and just went to sleep about 10 minutes after we got on the beach. So, you know, it's definitely a different vibe, but he seems to like it. Hopefully he'll be a little beach baby because we love the beach and we spend a lot of time there. So
that's how I raise my kids, man. Just teach them to be beach ones. But it always works that way. They sleep on the beach, but then they want to stay up all night. And it's like, guys, we're doing this wrong.
Well,
man.
I was going to say, one of the things that I love is the fact that you actually give, like, the real perspective of parenting.
Yeah, man, I think on Instagram, it's easy to sort of show all the good stuff. My wife does that. She's like, oh, look at this. He's such an angel, and he looks so, you know, so content right now. And I'm like, hang on a minute. Why aren't you showing, like, all the real stuff? Let me show people what's really going on.
What's really going on.
So, yeah.
Jason, I know you're crunched for time. You got to bounce. But listen, you make it easy. Knocking on the Door of Another number one song. You know, every song you've put, I'm going over your last few number ones. It seems like you can do everything right now. All the different vibes of songs, the different types of songs. You just feel right now that you are just in your groove, that you're just unstoppable right now.
Man, you know, I feel like we've done this long enough that, you know, I'm really confident in what it is that we do, you know, our vibe and the kind of songs that I like to cut. And, you know, I feel like obviously there's a fan base out there that we've created over the years that has supported us and allowed us to kind of go a lot of different directions with our music and experiment on things and just not really have any restrictions as far as that goes. So, you know, I think we're in a good place for sure. And you know, we know what it is that, you know, that we want to accomplish when we go in the studio. And so, that makes it easier for sure. And feels good.
I feel like you just basically said, yeah, I'm a number one machine.
I didn't say that.
We'll say it for you. Jason, congratulations on all the success and God bless you, brother.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.